This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 7:44. Today, Mayor Jim Kenney presents his very first budget plan in Philadelphia City Council chambers. It's based on the city's financial standing, its day-to-day department needs, and his administration's priorities. The other day, WHYY's senior reporter Dave Davies and I were making some small talk about budgets of past administrations, and it got so interesting that I asked him to move the conversation over to the microphone to put Kenny's first budget speech into context. Let's start by recalling the year 1992. The New York-born, Philadelphia-inspired, newly elected Mayor Ed Rendell tells Philadelphians that things have to change in order to wipe out a $250 million deficit and to turn around the lowest credit rating of any major city in the country. This is something he's inherited.
Yeah, he comes in and his first message is the city is broke. There is no money. We have to change the way we're doing business. And through a couple of years and a lot of measures, the city's finances were stabilized. But after that, you saw Ed's basic approach to dealing with the problems facing Philadelphia, which was that jobs and economic growth are the answer. In struggling communities where there is widespread poverty, Rendell believed that if you give people jobs, they'll take better care of the neighborhood physically, their schools will improve, streets will be safer. So promoting growth, getting jobs to the city was clearly his number one priority, and as he saw it, the key to changing Philadelphia's poor neighborhoods, too.
So using the budget for growth. 8 years later, the year 2000, Philadelphia gets a new mayor, a former city councilman and former council president. The city's second African-American mayor is John Street. Now, he dug in pretty quickly to emphasize spending on an initiative to revitalize poor neighborhoods.
Yeah, Street had a different view from Rendell's. His view was that government should spend directly on improving neighborhoods on the ground level. So he proposed a huge bond issue for the physical improvement of the city, reconstructing neighborhoods, tearing down abandoned houses. But he also put a lot of effort into towing abandoned cars, into an effort to cleaning up drug corners in a lot of neighborhoods, and changing the financial footing of the Philadelphia school system. Remember that it was Street who engineered the partial state takeover, which resulted in increased funding. And I think Street had a coherent view that city government could affirmatively spend on neighborhoods, on their schools, and on their streets, and make a difference for a lot of people. There's debate about how effective that was. The fact is that we still have the highest poverty rate among the nation's 10 largest cities. Big challenges remain.
Yeah. Hang in there with me. Fast forward to 2008. The recession hits, and Michael Nutter takes the helm as Philadelphia's 98th mayor.
Right. Nutter comes in, and within a year, he's playing defense because the economy crashed and city revenues tanked. And so he was struggling just to keep things together. Once things stabilized a bit, you could see that he had a big priority on restoring integrity in government, cleaning it up, and I think he did that very effectively. And schools were a big priority, and he faced a school system in persistent financial crisis, and there were a series of tax increases to keep it together. I think everyone would agree we still have a school system that's underperforming and a lot of poverty.
Now it's Jim Kenney's turn to deliver his budget plan. Philadelphia is often viewed as two cities with the haves and the have-nots. Kenney appears raring to go to really look at the other Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think in some respects it's a bit of a return to the John Street approach, which says that we have to deal directly with widespread poverty and struggling neighborhoods. It seems to me that Kenny's emphasis is particularly on younger kids. I mean, his universal pre-kindergarten initiative, he says that we need to educate our babies as soon as we can. So there's a lot of effort into providing educational opportunity and engagement for very young kids. And then the big bond issue to support the renovation of recreation centers and libraries and parks is about improving the quality of life in struggling neighborhoods and giving older kids positive alternatives and positive safe places to go after school so there are alternatives to the street. And I think he thinks that will make a difference in some of these communities.
And then, of course, once Kenny has finished delivering this budget address, City Council gets to work with hearing after hearing.
Indeed. You know, one of the difficult things about the Philadelphia budget process, it's much better than it used to be. There's now a five-year planning process as opposed to year-to-year planning. But the school district always comes in with its request long after the mayor has proposed his spending plan, and after council has held budget hearings. So you have this weird thing where it appears that the council and citizens are trying to evaluate the mayor's spending proposals and its resources without a huge part of the picture, which is the school district's needs. And it's in fact the school district's needs that has driven tax increases again and again in recent years. It's a difficult timing problem, and part of the school district's issue is that much of its funding comes from the state, so it feels it needs to have a better picture of what it might get from the state before it makes its request to the city. That's particularly acute now, since we haven't even resolved a state budget for the current fiscal year. There's no question that there needs to be a better integration of the school district's needs with the city's budget process.
We've covered a lot of territory. Thank you so much, WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies.
Great to be with you, Jen.